What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
You don't know what that art is, Mr. Trash. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired. I'm too fucking blind. If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We've said it once, we've said it again, we've said it a million times. The truth shall always set you free. This is Tim, this is Get Off My Lawn, the Mad Ramblings of a Gen Xer. Hello, we have Corinne Jean-Pierre, lying again. You know, there should be a sound effect for her, liar, liar, pants on fire. Because all she does is, she's worse than a shill for the Biden administration. She just straight out does not tell you the truth about anything. And we're going to get into that right now. Hold on here.
And there's estimates of 50,000 migrants in Mexico waiting to cross if Title 42 ends. Is that accurate? And would that overwhelm the Border Patrol?
So look, I don't have a number for you at this time. What I can say is that we know smugglers will try to spread misinformation to take advantage of these vulnerable migrants. But I want to be very clear here. The fact is that the removal of Title 42 does not mean the border is open. Anyone who suggests otherwise is simply doing the work of these smugglers who, again, are spreading misinformation and which is very dangerous. What I can tell you is what the Homeland Security has been doing. As you all know, Secretary Mayorkas was at the border just last week. He talked about how they are surging resources to the border, and we have additional robust planning underway. But we need Congress to give us the funds we've requested to do this in a safe, orderly, and humane way. And here's the thing, if Republican Congress are serious about protecting the border, if they are serious about securing the border, if they are serious about the challenges that we're currently seeing, that they should be able to get involved here and make sure that the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security have the resources they need.
Ah, so it's all the Republicans' fault. Now, the Democrats control every branch right now. But it's the Republicans' fault. I see, sometimes, and this is why she's such a wonderful press secretary. Sometimes I didn't know these things, that even though the Democrats control everything right now, it's the Republicans' issue.
We've said it before, we'll say it again. If you are Republican, you are evil.
Because we need to do things in a humane fashion. We need to rush resources to the border. We got to make a run to the border like Taco Bell. And I've said this before. I don't know if it's racist, but I enjoyed the Taco Bell Chihuahua. But we have to do things in a humane fashion. It's misinformation. If you talk about the potential end of Title 42, that's going to open the border. That's misinformation. That's making the smugglers now have the cannon fodder they need to get these immigrants to come here illegally. Because they are coming here illegally. We are going to sit there and they're blaming the Republicans for opening business for human smugglers. Oh my God, how does she look at herself in the mirror after she does one of these things? Does she need to go take a shower just to get the dirt off? Just get the dirt off from all the lies she tells? The border is wide open. You got the Democratic mayor of El Paso talking about how he cannot any longer, you know. And I love this, that he cannot any longer guarantee the safety of his own citizens. And this is a guy that, Democratic gentleman, and same with his attorney general, who was said for weeks, they don't need to declare an emergency, state of emergency. No, they don't need to declare. But now they need to declare a state of emergency because they have illegal immigrants coming out of the sewers. Literally, they are opening up the sewer lids in El Paso and getting into the city through the sewer system. There is expected right now to be an influx of 9,000 to 15,000 new arrivals per day with the lifting of Title 42. But don't worry, Corinne Jean-Pierre. Everything's fine. I always think of that scene. I always think of the scene in the Animal House when Kevin Bacon's getting run over by the crowd. And he's like, everything's fine. Everything's okay. Everything's under control. And then he gets trampled. And the people aren't going to understand this in Congress or the Senate or the White House unless it's placed at their front door. Texas and Arizona have been dealing with this influx now for going on 2 years. But at this point in time, the White House will not even admit there is an issue at the border, that there is a problem at the border, that, you know, that this is, you can see encampments waiting to have Title 42 lifted for they can come running over to the border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported over 2.3 million border encounters so far in this fiscal year of 2022. People are sharing photos of people just building, like I said, encampments on the other side of the border waiting to come in, waiting to make the run. And the Biden administration's big plan is this. What we're going to do is we need billions of dollars so we can process and facilitate these people that are coming here illegally. And again, I'm going to keep using this term because maybe someone will understand it. Illegally. You want to talk about the broken immigration system? Fine. You've had control of all branches in government now for 2 years, and you've done nothing. And you're going to turn around and place it on the on the Republican side and say that it's their fault. It's their fault. But don't worry, because there's no issue here. There's no problem here. You know, don't look at the border. Don't look at what's going on. Why don't you just look at everything else that we're doing so well here for the country? But it's okay.
But that's okay. Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
She just makes my blood boil. I thought the other one was, I thought Jen Psaki was worse, because Jen Psaki would try to make you look like an idiot. And the only problem is it was her blatant obnoxiousness that probably helped move her on and move her away, because of the fact that, but this one's even worse. Karine Jean-Pierre can't do anything, and we talked about this before, unless she reads it directly. She scripts her questions. And we mentioned it the other day that it was so funny, she read the wrong answer to a question. But that's okay, because there's no problem at the border. There's nothing to see. Just think about this for a second. People are coming out of the sewer system. People are coming out of the sewers. That's what they're doing. They are going into the city. But where's our czar? Where's our border czar? Where is Kamala Harris? Another waste of space. Where is she at? What has she been doing? She was tapped as the border czar back in 2021. And the White House planned to increase tech. And back then, they were told that the White House were planning to increase technology and provide more agents to help the southern border. Okay, but her thing was, I'm going to look at it and see what the root cause of this issue is. I'm going to see what that is, because that's going to help us. We're going to give more money to these countries that we don't have, because we need to find out what the root cause is. And then she told Chuck Todd, the border is secure, but we also have a broken immigration system, in particular over the last 4 years before we came in. We need to fix this. That was back in September. So what have you done to fix it, Kamala? Have you made any more spooky, scary videos with kids about space and things like that that just made you cringe? Is she a real person? I am beginning to think that she is a robot.
Hello, I am Kamala Harris. I am version 16.71. Mars needs women.
That's just kind of what you think about with her. But don't worry, she's the border czar. What has the border czar been doing? I always loved the czar. I want to be a czar of something. What can I be a czar of? I know, I'll be a czar of podcasts.
That's what she said.
Sorry, it was supposed to be. Hey-o, getting my soundboard buttoned. All taken care of. But I just don't get it. You have this, and I love it because they want to talk about it being a humanitarian crisis. Here's the problem I have with it being a humanitarian crisis. It was created by this administration. It was created because people know if they get into this country, all they're going to have to do is just cross the border. That's what's going on. Because the fact that they know there is no deterrent for them. Currently, right now, the Supreme Court has put a stop to the ending of Title 42. Roberts, you know, Chief Justice Roberts has come out and said, you know, hey, let's take a look at this and let's get the we're gonna put a hold on it right now from it being lifted. That's probably not going to That's probably not going to hold up. But they have put a hold on it right now to see exactly what they're basically intervening in the 11th hour. You know, we always talk about Title 42. You know, it was basically, if you want to talk about it, it was under the Trump administration, of course, so with the Center of Disease and Control. It basically invokes a health code to prevent immigrants from being held in crowded holding facilities during the global pandemic and things such as that. And it basically, you know, we could just kick people out when we needed to because of the COVID crisis. But now, and I love it because now they're saying, you know, at one hand, Biden always says there's no health crisis. And then 2 days later, he's like, well, there's a health crisis. We need to continue not allowing people to pay for their student loans because there's a health crisis. But then we talk about the border. There's no health crisis. There's no health crisis whatsoever. But you have Mayor Oscar Lessner, who, again, like I said, is a Democratic mayor. Shocking. I know that's shocking. You know, he kept saying over and over time, you know, there's no problem. There's no issue. I feel great about what's going on in the community. A lot of things are going on. But now he's saying we cannot, and I've said it before early in the podcast, we cannot guarantee the safety of the residents of El Paso. Oh, I love it. And then you see a video that was just on CBS News talking about how thousands of immigrants are seeking asylum and have overwhelmed the shelters in El Paso. I love it when you get when New York, who's a much larger city than El Paso, gets a few busloads of immigrants, and it's already overloaded their systems. Mayor Adams comes out, this is already overloading our systems. We can't handle this. But Arizona, all these border cities, Texas, and the border cities there have been dealing with this for years, dealing with millions of people crossing. But New York can't handle a couple busloads. And I've said this before, it's not going to be a problem to the Democrats until it's dropped on their doorstep. And then as soon as it is dropped on the doorstep, you turn around and all of a sudden it's just one of those things that, you know, we don't want to deal with anymore. And I love it because the mayor of El Paso nearly walked out of a press conference yesterday with the microphone when he was talking about the border crisis. He went with the theory of this is my ball, and if you don't do what I want to do, we're going to take this and we're all going to go home. So I'm going to leave. I know how I can turn around and put this to my advantage. I am going to take the microphone and leave. Oh my God. But of course he did declare the state of emergency finally, which he's looking for and requesting additional resources to help them. But it's just one of those things. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen on December 21st. I don't know what the Supreme Court is going to do with the issues. You have to be concerned about what's going on. Texas has already sent 400 more National Guardsmen was sent over them to El Paso to give them a help as well. The Texan National Guard is also deploying, they're deploying also contingency force, border forces. I can't see the solution being more money to have more processing, because all you're doing is pumping these people into the country. And then there was a article the other day that we've already lost 150,000 immigrants. We don't even know where they went. we don't even know where exactly they went, but they're somewhere in the country. This is just one of those things that, you see this problem coming. It's almost like you have your car stuck on the train track. You see the train coming and you hope to God that the person in the engineer understands that the train is coming, and the train is coming now, and we need to do something and we need to fix this. I've said it once. This is a short episode today, guys, so I haven't been feeling well the last couple days, but I've said it once and I've said it again. The truth shall always set you free. This is Tim. This is Get Off My Lawn, and we're out of here.